It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, podcast time, you bitch. It's Monday, and on the Plan B After Show podcast, of course, we like to talk about football.
Yes.
Football, and now we owe the NFL $5,000.
Yep.
Anyway, it's
Monday.
Hey,
let's just first start out with just saying, hey, big game tonight. If you guys don't know already, LSU Clemson tonight, 8 o'clock.
Who do you got?
National championship. I think I got $5 on this with Clemson.
Yeah, and I'm taking LSU.
Yep.
LSU's quarterback is
And honestly,
dynamite.
I would have taken LSU, but you said it first, so.
Yeah, suck it. Just give me my $5 right now. All right, so that's a big game. I don't get too much into college football. I like watching the pros. I like watching the best of the best. And boy, did we see some great football this weekend.
Did we see the best of the best this weekend?
Dude, there are some dynamic players right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, there always have been, but when you look at the level...
You're not talking about Derrick Henry, are you? The guy that ran 49 times this past weekend?
That's insane.
Dude.
That's insane.
Hey, Derrick, you a little tired, are you? You ran it 49 times. What's the NFL record of rushing attempts in one game?
That's a good question.
Fun stat to look up.
NFL record for most rushes.
Rushing attempts.
Rushing attempts. Attempts.
Can't be much higher than 49, if it is. How many plays do you get in a game?
Dude.
60?
Did they throw it like twice?
60, 70 plays?
During his, 45.
So he broke.
NFL, Morris also, so during his career, Morris twice rushed for at least 100 yards in a game. Record for most rushing attempts in a game. He also set the NFL record for most rushing attempts in a game with 45, December 17th, 1988.
So it was broken. Wow. Yeah. Derrick Henry, there you go. Dude, that's crazy. That was a crazy game. Tennessee Titans. Beating Baltimore.
So big upset of the weekend. I think we kind of expected the other games. But we'll get to 49ers beat the Vikings 27-10.
I'm telling you, Garoppolo, he didn't didn't have fantastic stats.
He was 11 for 19 for 131 yards.
I know.
What?
I saw that.
But, see, it's not Garoppolo. It's the rest of the team.
Yeah, it's a team game, man. They play together well.
You know, I'm going to say this right now. Garoppolo is fucking garbage.
Trash.
He's trash.
Are you jealous because he's a good-looking guy?
No, I'm better looking than Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, he's a good-looking dude.
His name's Jimmy.
The guy probably had it just handed it to him his whole life.
Probably.
He's a good-looking quarterback.
Yeah, of course.
Know? And he's in the playoffs. You bust on his balls pretty hard, man. But you know what? He's doing it.
Neither one of the quarterbacks had a good game. Kirk was 21 for 29, 172, one TD, one interception.
Mm-hmm.
You know who doesn't throw interceptions? Aaron fucking Rodgers. All right, okay. He doesn't throw interceptions. But I think we expected the 49ers to win. I thought it was going to be a more of a blowout than that. I mean, 27-10, that's still a pretty good beating. But, I mean, the way the 49ers have been, I thought it was going to be like 40-10.
I mean, I know you believe that your Packers are going to beat the 49ers this coming weekend, but by how much? You think it's going to be close?
I think it's like all Packer games.
Close.
The Packers have won ugly all year, but they've still been winning. And I don't care if they win by half a point.
2 points.
2 points.
Safety.
It could be a safety would be crazy.
No.
I think it'll come down to the wire with the 49ers. I really do.
Yep.
So NFC, we'll get to the NFC and AFC championship games first. Let's talk about the Chiefs and Texans. That was nuts.
How do you beat the Chiefs? I know how to beat them.
You have to literally shut down Mahomes.
Yep.
You have to shut him down.
Well, you can't shut him down, so that's out of the question. But you don't let him get on that roll, man. Mm-hmm. You don't let him get that momentum.
Yep.
That momentum is like it's an extra player for the Chiefs.
Yep.
It literally last night, man, you could just feel it through the TV. It was very apparent in the second quarter.
Houston Texans.
The Chiefs were coming.
And they did something weird. They won the toss and didn't defer.
Yeah.
They received.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, all right, we're coming out swinging. We got to score. And I think their mindset was the only way we're going to beat these guys is outscore them. And that's tough when a team puts up 51 points. So 21-0 first quarter. Uh-huh. Holy Lord, this is it. The Chiefs are done. They're going to get smoked.
Or it's 28.
Well, no, it was What do you mean? What?
Wasn't it 28-0
no,
first quarter?
21-0 first quarter.
But then they scored again. It was 28-0, wasn't it?
No, they got a field goal in the second. Okay. The Chiefs scored 28 in the second quarter.
Oh, God.
28 in the second
That's
quarter.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Going into, leading now into the half. They were getting just trounced. We're watching, like, what is going on? They couldn't do anything right. They had a fumbled punt, a blocked punt.
Twice.
Nuts. Then the Chiefs get the ball at the half.
And they wake up.
13 in the third quarter, 10 in the fourth quarter, and that was it. That was it. At one point, they did. They had, 28 unanswered points.
I'm going to say it, man. If the Chiefs get on a roll like they did last night in the next few games, nobody beating them, dude. Nobody.
Deshaun Watson had a great game, too. 51 attempts.
Yeah.
31 for 52, 388 yards, 2 touchdowns. That's nothing to sneeze at. Mahomes, 23 for 35, 321 yards, 5 touchdowns.
Wow.
5 touchdowns. I will say the one didn't count, though. He was over the line. He was over the line for that little short dump to Kelce. It was like a 3-yard pass to Kelce. But again, would that have made a difference if it wouldn't have? They probably would have scored anyways.
No.
So,
not when you score 51. You got some points to spare.
You look at the weapons that Mahomes has. Kelce, Watkins, Hill, Williams, Hardman, holy balls.
Yeah.
These guys are putting up huge numbers. I mean, their tight end, Kelce, had 3 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
How do you stop a team where the tight end gets 3 touchdowns? That's Gronk territory.
Yeah.
It's almost unstoppable.
Who do you think, man?
Well, looking back at the other games, let's talk about now the Ravens-Titans. Did you see that coming? Did you see the Titans beating the Ravens?
No, I didn't see the Titans beating the Ravens, but I saw somebody beating the Ravens. Ask Smith, one of my buddies. He actually texted me while the game was happening. He's like, dude, I can't believe it. You called it.
Dude,
I was like, I didn't really call it, but I was just saying. Lamar Jackson, unbelievable.
Hey,
but playoffs are totally different, guys.
Did Tannehill get hurt?
I don't think so.
Dude, he was 7 for 14 for 88 yards and 2 touchdowns. Yeah. He didn't even break 100 yards.
Yeah, it's because Derrick Henry ran 49 times.
That's true, but he only had 1 touchdown.
Watch the highlights. And when they talk about the game during the highlights,
now
how demoralizing it is to a defense.
He had 30 carries.
Oh, he ran it 30 times?
30 carries, but then you had Tannehill had 6.
And AJ Brown had 40 something. I thought somebody ran for 40 some attempts this weekend.
I think maybe it wasn't there. It wasn't him.
Huh.
But he had 30 carries for 195 yards.
Wow.
That's nuts. That's absolutely. I cannot believe Tannehill only had 14 attempts.
Yeah. Well, you know why, dude? If you watch it, there was a point in the game where they're like, we're not going to use Tannehill.
And their defense.
Until they stop Derrick Henry, we're going to run the ball. And they literally are like pointing to where they were going to run. And Baltimore could not do anything about it. And they were saying, dude, it's the most demoralizing thing for a defense. When you know what they're going to do, and they still do it, and you can't stop it. They were putting 8 in the box.
Yeah.
And Derrick Henry was still stiff-arming and running people over, dude.
Their defense also played lights out because the Ravens... Lamar Jackson, 31 for 59, 365 yards.
Yeah.
That's a great game. 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions.
Yeah. And the turnovers were crucial. At crucial times, they were.
And also, I don't think they did they go for 2 each time? That's what I have to – that's what I don't – because they didn't get an extra point.
Saw the highlights.
Let's see kicking.
I had to miss that game.
No, Justin Tucker was 2 for 2. Huh?
They just didn't. They just contained Lamar, man.
They did.
When he got to the outside, there was always somebody out there, and he didn't break the outside. The outside defensive ends did a phenomenal job that game.
Containing was an upset.
Lamar Jackson, which is not easy.
I didn't know until Sunday morning because I saw the first part of the game. And again, to everyone listening right now, I know I was not prepared for that. But we didn't watch it because honestly, I thought I saw them down. I'm like, Ravens will come back. It's the Ravens. It's Lamar Jackson. He's gonna kick it on. He's a human highlight reel. But again, young quarterback in the playoffs, first year. Mm-hmm. It's tough. It's different. It's different football.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Oh God.
Titans for real?
No, they're not. Titans are done. You can't have 88 yards as a quarterback.
But They have momentum. And I'm telling you,
but,
dude.
But they take on.
They beat New England. They beat Baltimore.
But they take on the Chiefs.
That's going to be tough.
I think they're going to get spanked.
Gonna be tough.
I think they are going to get absolutely spanked.
Momentum.
Granted,
but
I would.
Granted, Chiefs have momentum, too.
Dude, yeah, they're coming off of 51 points.
What if the Titans beat the Chiefs? Dude, it's not out of the question, bro.
Here's where I'm at now. Packers have a big game. Mm-hmm. They got to play the 49ers this Sunday. I would love to see the Packers win. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers, yeah, he's not the Rodgers of days old, but you know what he does? And he's talked about this in interviews. Everyone thinks Rodgers is not good. No, he's still one of the best in the league.
Well, who said that?
Skip Bayless, that dumb fucking son of a bitch.
That's because he's a Cowboys
fan. He's a Cowboys fan. It blows my mind. But a lot of people have been dogging Rodgers. Here's where it's at. Rodgers is still putting the team in great positions. Also, we finally have a running game.
Yeah.
And our defense is doing a great job. Rodgers doesn't need to throw for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns and outscore because we have a defense and we have a running game.
You know what, though? If I'm the coach, I still have Rodgers throw it.
You still do. And that's the thing is Rodgers can still do it in the 2-minute warning, but he doesn't have to throw the ball 49 times. Yeah.
The boy can whip the ball, man, and you can get to 10 yards faster throwing it than you can running it.
So here's where we're at. If the Packers beat the 49ers.
Tough game, dude.
It's going to be a tough game. I think that's going to be the game everyone's really going to pay attention to because I think everyone thinks. That's the night game. Chiefs play at 3:05. Packers play at 6:40. If the Packers do win, I'd love to see him take on the Titans. I think we can beat the Titans in the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, of course you'd rather play the Titans.
Honestly,
dude, you don't know, though. Maybe Titans on Sunday are gonna surprise you.
They surprised me
this past weekend.
And the good thing is Kiki never listens to these. Mm-hmm. I want the Chiefs to lose.
Yeah.
Because they are, I don't think we can beat them. We did this season, but they didn't have Mahomes.
I would agree if Chiefs get on that roll.
But now also, Mahomes does not have Super Bowl experience.
Right.
You could be like old boy from Falcons.
Oh, yeah.
Why can't I think of his name? Because he's literally done nothing. Matt Ryan. Dude, he had one of the best seasons we've seen. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yep. And then he folded in the Super Bowl.
And then he folded in the Super Bowl. Who knows? Maybe Mahomes could do that same thing. Sometimes you have off games.
Mm-hmm.
You do. You never know. Sometimes
can't have an off game in playoffs. Why I love the NFL so much. Unlike the NBA, you get one shot.
Yep.
You don't get 7.
Yep.
You know, if you mess up one game.
You got to show up every time.
Yeah.
So, perfect world. Green Bay beats the 49ers. Titans beat the Chiefs. Green Bay Titans Super Bowl. I think Green Bay is going to get another ring. Okay. What is realistic, if I'm not being a blind Packers fan, I think it's going to be Chiefs 49ers.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the scenario that we're looking at, which then I would love to see the Chiefs.
You know,
the 49ers.
I always say this, if I had to put all my money down, I think you're right on that.
Yep. Or to keep my marriage alive with my wife. Neither the Chiefs or the Packers make it. It's Titans 49ers, and then we hope for the Titans to win because Jimmy Garoppolo does not deserve a ring.
49ers are looking good, man, and I'm telling you, Jimmy's dropping the ball in the basket.
He didn't do that. I mean,
yeah, his stats weren't that good.
11 for 19.
But it's weird though. It's like if you watch it, you wouldn't say the stats were that. It's weird.
Garoppolo.
It's just they're a great team, man. They just play together really well.
Now, again, he's still Jimmy Graham. Fuck you, Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Garoppolo. I hate Jimmy Graham. He got a set first down. That's it though. He's still an NFL quarterback. There's no denying that. But I think his team has carried him. But who gets the glory? The quarterback does, always. It's always
the
quarterback.
Well, he's got the ball in his hands every play. You got to give him some credit, man.
His overall stats.
Don't jinx yourself. Don't jinx yourself.
Pretty garbage. Like, he's had games where he hasn't even thrown a touchdown. Multiple ones.
He's listening to you right now. He's about to drop 7 on your Packers.
I mean, his regular season, he had a 69.1% completion rate. I mean, that's bleh.
Yeah.
He's had 27 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. That's all.
Wow.
What? Now, again, I'm not.
But they're winning.
They're
weird.
What I'm saying is the overall team is awesome. The 49ers, but that's what they're doing. I think Jimmy Garoppolo is getting too much credit, but the team is good, and he's still putting him in position. He's still getting touchdowns. Yeah. He's still doing that. Hey, if
doing
you only get
you
one
need
touchdown.
To win.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly. If you only get one touchdown, you still got a touchdown. And if you win by seven, there you go.
There you go.
You know, so you can't knock that. But I don't. What I'm hoping is the Packers show up on defense and Rodgers has a solid game. And if we show up on defense, dude, the Smith brothers, they are doing some damage.
Yes.
They are doing some damage. And they did it against Russell Wilson.
Yes.
They came in. We'll see. I don't know. This has been such a
crazy season. It's exciting, man. I am really pretty excited about this year's football happenings.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to be in the Super Bowl? What is yours?
Like I said, I think you were right on the I want to see the Packers because the crafty vet, you know, you always want to see the crafty vet. You think if Aaron Rodgers wins the Super Bowl this year, would he retire? He's like 40, right? Or 35. How old is he?
He's 36.
36?
No, he won't retire.
Yeah,
he won't. Because he's made it very clear that he wants to play until he's 40. Like, that's what he's aiming for. I think we have four more seasons with Rodgers.
Yeah.
I think his last season will be 2024, going into 2025. I think that'll be his last season.
What if Rodgers retires and they pick up Kaepernick?
I would burn all of my Packers stuff. No, luckily Kaepernick's never coming back. No, Rodgers retires. We pick up Mahomes.
No, how about this? Rodgers retires. Green Bay picks up Tom Brady.
Oh my gosh, dude. They pull him out of retirement. Damn it.
Tom Brady to the Packers.
No, we pick up Brett Favre.
Oh my God.
Honestly, I don't know.
Playing in his Wranglers.
Dude, think about this. We've had to think about all the other teams. And again, you have a handful like the Patriots who've had the same. Phillip Rivers, the Chargers, but he's gone. Brady's going to the Chargers. I hope you've accepted that fact.
He's
That's
not.
Where I'm
There's
at right
no
now.
Way.
And so it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I am very concerned about where the Packers are going to be after Rodgers retires.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we pick up? Do we get a rookie? Do we find someone that's...
There's always up-and-comers, man.
There is.
There's and probably so, somebody listening to this podcast. No, probably not, but the potentially could be the NFL player for the Packers.
We were so fortunate to have Rodgers get picked up and be behind Favre. But, dude, I'm nervous. Is it going to be like the 70s and 80s Packers where we had losing season after losing season?
Yeah.
We were garbage.
I doubt it, man. I doubt it. I don't see that happening.
It'll be interesting. But like right here.
Green Bay is just a respected program, man. And they're always going to have somebody in the QB spot that's going to be decent.
Man, oh man, Rodgers' stats are. But this year, Rodgers, 62 completion percentage, 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, 400. It's his interceptions that are the big point right there. So yeah, he's actually got a less completion rate than Garoppolo.
Yeah.
But Garoppolo's not throwing as much either, so it's easier to pad that. I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm nervous, but
I'm nervous, so I'm sweating.
I'm nervous, so I'm sweating. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't. What Super Bowl? What is your gut feeling? Who's going?
It's gonna be
right now where we're at.
It's gonna be 49ers and Chiefs.
49ers Chiefs.
Yeah,
I think so. That's the safe bet. I really do. I think that's the safe bet.
If I were to guess, man, with not being biased in any way.
Yep.
My gut just tells me that.
I think,
but I don't know, man. Aaron Rodgers is such a crafty vet. He just knows how to win when he needs the win. I guess it's going to be a tough matchup for both teams.
Also, they have a big chip on their shoulder from the spanking that the 49ers gave them earlier this year.
See, here's the thing: it all depends on Green Bay. Green Bay comes and shows up and plays. It's going to be a great game.
Yep.
If they don't, it's going to be a blowout.
Oh,
unfortunately.
Boy.
And it's not going to be a blowout the other way either.
What makes me happy is, one, we're playing great football right now, and two, the 49ers didn't spank the Vikings. I mean, they still beat them, but it wasn't like a lashing. You know, it wasn't like 50
that,
to,
you know, I just think playoffs kind of equal teams out a little bit,
too. It's the best of the best, actually.
Yep. Everybody is playing 110%.
Yep.
And not that they don't at other times, but it's a little bit more on the line.
Oh, week 10 or week 9 is so much different than week 2 of the playoffs.
Absolutely.
I mean, where you're at right there. So, well, we'll see. This Sunday is going to be a big game, and next Monday I'm either going to be in the best mood because we're going to the Super Bowl, or I'm going to hate
myself.
Might
be doing the show solo on
you
Monday.
Might be. You might be. Yeah. All right. That's going to do it for a little NFL chit-chat. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Don't forget to check out more on this website. As always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
There you go.
Go Pack, go.
There you go.